Hey, I just read your text. I kind of felt like we should speak, though. There's a lot to unpack there. Where's your head at right now? Oh, God. Fuck, man. Honestly, I'm really surprised to hear you say that. Because I don't think it's hard being your friend at all. It's really not. Look, that fear of being a burden on those you love is one that I can relate to, though. I know where it comes from when I'm holding on to that belief, but for you, I'm wondering if you know where it's coming from. Is it something I've done that's making you feel this way? Something others have done? Past experiences? What's coloring this belief that you're taking up too much space and time? No. Fuck. Listen to me. I am not copping shit, okay? I'm not putting up with anything. I feel privileged that you share your thoughts with me. I understand you're a private person, but I'm someone who wears their heart on their sleeve, and I respond to people who do the same. So it always means a lot when you choose to share what you're feeling with me. Sometimes I worry that I've said the wrong thing and have scared you off. I just want to listen, support, and maybe even help. Your needs aren't a burden to me. Sweetheart, sharing life experiences is what makes connections meaningful. People don't long for superficial small conversations with lots of strangers. They want to know everything about just a handful that mean a lot. You're in my handful. I always have time for you, whether you're telling me a win you've had or something you're angry about. It's all part of you, and I like who you are. You want to know why I love you? It's not out of some kind of sympathy, and I don't look at you as some angel who's without fault either. I see you have lots of things to work on, just like the rest of us, but dude, you are working on them. You've been working on them. One thing I noticed I value super highly in my friends is the constant striving to be better. Whether you're going back to study after 10 years, you're learning about social rights, you're quitting smoking, you're going to therapy. I mean, I love people who are always looking for little ways to do better. And you fit the bill. I see you. I love you. There's nothing you can do to lose my love. I'm not going anywhere. I understand why you're feeling this way. And I don't want to discount that, but I do want you to remember that when you love someone, looking after them isn't tiring. You don't tire me. You never could. Where are you at now? Scale of 1 to 10. Okay. So it's getting better, just very slowly. Do you think you'll be able to sleep? I can stay on the phone all night if you need. Okay, all right. I'll trust you on that one then. Before you go, one little bit of unsolicited advice. Don't make decisions for other people in preparation that they'll leave you. If you're too much or too hard to be friends with, look, I'm an adult and I can do the adult thing and say so, okay? I'm not trapped here. You don't have a gun to my head. I'm your friend because I want to be. And if ever that becomes untrue, it's on me to express those feelings, not on you to mind read. I promise you will never have to guess with me. I'll always be straight with you. And right now, the truth is that I love you and I'm here for you because I want to be. Okay, all right. Get some sleep, babe. I'll text you in the morning so you don't oversleep. Okay. Good night, and thank you for reaching out to me.